While the Youth Sports Alliance hopes come wintertime that the area will be in the green phase of COVID-19, the group is preparing contingency plans to provide services regardless. Director Emily Fisher gave some examples of what their programs could look like in the green or yellow phases.
For instance, under yellow, cross-country skiing classes could be conducted at the school site. We have been working with all of our great partners to see how we can get equipment and venues and coaches to where the students are. So those would potentially happen at the school sites. We are so lucky in Park City that we have trails and grooming that are so close to many of our different schools. If we were under green, cross-country classes would include transportation to and from White Pine Touring.
Fisher says they, like most nonprofits in the area, are working on how to raise funds for their programming, although they are not sure exactly what they will look like this year. Fisher says their programming continues to be a success, with 1,700 students participating in after-school programs during the shortened school year. She also shared that they saw 44 current or alumni athletes named to the national and junior national teams.
14 of those athletes participated in our Get Out and Play program, and 2 of those athletes participated in our Activate After School program, which just started in 2016 and is geared towards middle school and junior high students. So exciting just to see all of the local athletes who are having success at that national and international level. 7 of the nominees received direct training funds from our Stein Erickson Opportunity Fund, and then 11 of those athletes are brand new to the national team. So really fun to celebrate some of those local success stories.
The list of those athletes can be found on YSA's website. Additional accolades have been given by the U.S. Ski and Snowboard National Organization. They named Wasatch Freestyle the Freestyle Club of the Year. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.